Snow has moved in. Snow and blowing snow moving through the Brooks area right now. Blowing into the house. Gonna close the door.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station, live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Snowstorm is headed towards Vancouver, British Columbia on Saturday, December 25th, 2021. It's going to bring lots of snow. It's going to bring really, really dangerous driving conditions. There'll be treacherous driving conditions in Greater Vancouver, British Columbia, Fraser Valley, including Surrey, BC, Richmond, BC, Delta, BC, and North Vancouver and surrounding areas, including Langley, Chilliwack, Abbotsford, Hope, BC. It's going to bring lots of snow since the cold air has come from Siberia. That's going to bring lots of snow in Vancouver, British Columbia on December 25th, 2021, which is Christmas Day. I want everyone in Vancouver to be real careful. Put the salt on the road if your salt truck's ready. Make sure to wear your winter gear when you go outside for people living in Vancouver, British Columbia, because lots of snow is headed for Vancouver, British Columbia, and surrounding areas. I want everyone in Vancouver to be real careful driving the car because roads could be extremely dangerous in Vancouver, British Columbia, and surrounding areas. There'll be lots of snow in Vancouver and the surrounding areas as well. I want everyone in Vancouver to be extremely careful when you go for a walk and driving. Drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea, drink lots of tea to keep warm. And for extra blankets, right, keep it warm as well. Since it's going to bring lots of snow in Vancouver, British Columbia, and the surrounding areas as well. If you have anybody living in Vancouver, British Columbia, be prepared for heavy snow on Saturday, December 25th, 2021. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in heavy snow. Stay warm, be safe.
Merry Christmas, Prince George, and happy day after Boxing Day, Winnipeg. We're recording the show on the 23rd of December, Thursday, but it's going to air in Prince George at 10 a.m. Saturday morning on CFIR 88.7 FM, and then 2 days later, Monday at noon in Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm Joey Olney. This show is called the Meteorological Report, Comedy and Meteorology. Comedy, meteorology, comedeteorology, because the weather is funny, right? Yeah, it's been really funny. Lately, that's what it's been, is absolutely, we're all laughing, and we've had enough of it being so funny. This is your show about how much the weather sucks in Canada, and suck it's going to indeed, especially if you live in Western Canada. We have our panel of meteorologists, starting with Frankie McDonald, and of course, the radio weatherman Brandon Houck down in Brooks, Alberta. Frankie McDonald.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie!
Over in Sydney, Nova Scotia, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great so far. It's windy, but it's flurries outside in my area right now. It's windy and cold, but it's flurries outside in my area right now. Same with Halifax, Bonaventure, Quebec, where Monica's at. Monica snowed in. It was so bad, causing a lot of blowings, drifting. So in Bonaventure, Quebec, is really, really windy there as well, where Monica Boyle lives. And Los Angeles is getting a lot of rain lately. Houston, Texas, getting a dangerous heat wave on Christmas Day, where Trey Campbell's getting a heat wave on Christmas Day. Arizona's getting a lot of rain. And over in Japan, they're getting cooler weather. They're supposed to get lots of rain in UK and all those places. Australia's getting hot. New Zealand's getting hot. And so South Africa, Argentina, and Chile, they're getting hot weather right now because their summer's already here. They're getting lots of rain and cold weather. Supposed to get some showers in New York City on Christmas Day and things like that. And over in Siberia, it's extremely cold in Siberia, Yakutsk, Magadan, Irkutsk, and all these places. Mongolia is really cold there.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
Any hurricanes or typhoons or cyclones going on, Frankie?
None of that. Last week, typhoons just hit Philippines, Cebu, Philippines. Where Mary Joy DeBell lives in the Philippines.
How bad was it?
Pretty bad. Did a lot of damage there.
What are you planning to do for Christmas, Frankie?
That means Roger the Wild Child was having a huge show on December 26th.
Yeah, no special plans this COVID Christmas.
I know, well, I'm doing great so far. And Shuley's going to send me a link Isoldo, that's the producer, Shuli's producer. That means once he sends me the link, I'm checking the email for the link.
Yeah.
To Isoldo, that means once he sends me the link, I'll be going on his show. Once I've done my segment on the show, I'll return to your show.
Yeah, you're going live with the Shuli Eggers show tonight, and we are pre-recorded Thursday. We're looking at all the weather stories, a week in review. Frankie, how cold is it going to get in Western Canada this next week?
Extremely cold in Vancouver, all the way down to Portland, Oregon. Los Angeles is getting cold weather in California.
Same with the prairies.
Yes, that's where Trevor Garner is. Kevin, Zombie, and Danny, they live in California. Those are the guys from Trevor's Happy Hour.
Did you make any good videos this week, Frankie?
I did it. Severe under-ring warning for South Africa.
Yeah. That one was actually funny.
This is Frankie McDowell, my old team stage live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Attention, citizens of South Africa. Attention, citizens of Botswana. Attention, citizens of Mozambique. Attention, citizens of Madagascar. Attention, citizens of Angola. Under-ring warning has been issued for South Africa. It's going to bring a lot of honey rates sometime in 2022. People in South Africa, you have to be prepared. It's going to bring a lot of honey rates in South Africa. The honey rates will be very powerful in South Africa. It may cause a lot of flooding honey rates. It may bring so much honey rates in South Africa. It may bring down transformers. It may bring all kinds of honey rates as well. People in South Africa, be prepared. Have your salt ready, have your pepper ready, have your ketchup and mustard ready in South Africa, because the onion rains will be very powerful. It may fall from the sky. Oh my God, onion rains are coming. Onion rains are falling from the sky now. More onion rains are falling down. There's a lot of onion rains falling down outside. So much onion rains. There's more onion rains than ever before. It's even more onion rains. The onion rains, very powerful in South Africa and Botswana. May cause a lot of flooded onion rains. Make sure you have your deep fryers and air fryers ready as well. And more onion rains. Onion rains finally stopped. If you have anybody living in South Africa, be prepared for it. Onion rains. In the near future, take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in the onion rings.
Hot dogs so good. Roof, 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 roof. Oh my God, dogs trying to get my hot dogs. Oh no, I'm being run. Oh my God, there's two dogs after me. One is German Shepherd and the other one is a Husky. I may run faster, faster, faster. Oh my God, oh, dogs knock me over. Oh, dogs knock me over. Roof, 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 roof. Oh my God, it ruined my hot dogs and hamburgers. I don't have anything to eat because dogs are eating them all.
That sounds pretty good, I guess.
That was, I remember that idea from Johnny DeSouci of Toronto, Ontario, way back in 2011.
Wow.
Everybody, Frankie McDonald, the man in Sydney, Nova Scotia. We're so glad to have him every week. Merry Christmas, Frankie. Speaking of meteorologists, we have Brandon Houck in Brooks, Alberta. We have Gabriel Berardo, the Rapid Weatherman. We just had Noel Chaos show up from Vancouver, British Columbia. We got our team of meteorologists. Yes, we are meteorologizing about the weather. Isn't that right, Brandon Houck?
Oh, that's right. For a good day, whenever you're listening to this, is a good day to meteorologize about the weather. Yeah.
So how cold are we looking at getting Boxing Day and beyond for Western Canada?
Yeah, that cold. That's how cold it is. Purple is the color for much of next week across the prairies. We actually had that Arctic front barrel through today. And some of us across, actually, today, December 23rd, some of us got above the melting point. Started the day off above melting. It was like, oh, it's going to be a nice day. And then all of a sudden, that Arctic front just came barreling through this afternoon with the blasts of snow showers. We even had lightning, about at least 14 lightning strikes this afternoon outside of Fort McLeod. So thunder snow occurred there. And it was fairly brief, but it was intense indeed. And that went through Lethbridge as well, produced whiteout conditions. We had whiteout conditions from Calgary down through Brooks into Medicine Hat. And that weather now moving off into Saskatchewan, where there is a special weather statement for those whiteout conditions through tonight and through the day on Christmas Eve there. So things are going to get a little bit wild in parts of Saskatchewan as well. That north wind gusting about 60 kilometers an hour, producing that wind chill in the minus 20s in this afternoon and carrying into the evening hours here. Now, as we progress our way through the weekend, we are going to see that colder air continue to descend from the north, coming right out of Siberia, actually. The Siberian high digging in, and we will see a bit of an easterly flow start to set up for the next few days. That means upsloping, and that means light snow is going to persist for a couple of days. Not a lot of snow, probably about 2-5 centimeters. That'd be about it for the next few days, with those temperatures continuing to plummet Christmas Day into Boxing Day, with daytime highs in the minus 20s and wind chills in the minus 30s. And even in the mid-minus 30s, late Boxing Day, as we progress away into next week, that Arctic high is going to continue to descend through the south. That's going to allow for the skies to clear. And when you have stratus clouds, you get those flurries, that kind of acts like a blanket, so it doesn't makes the temperature a little bit milder than what we are predicting. But once that stratus and snow goes away, we'll see that temperature drop in a hurry as we go into next week, with overnight lows in the mid minus 30s, pushing near minus 40. I believe Edmonton should crack minus 40 by the beginning of next week. And those wind chills, especially through central region of the province, pushing near minus 50 at times. And this cold air is also going to descend across Saskatchewan, and Manitoba is also going to get a piece of that cold Arctic air too.
Yes, we're looking at an extremely bitter snap, and I'm not looking forward to it. I live in an old building and I heat with wood, and there's only so much you can do. And it seems like each one of these polar vortexes that comes every year gets a little more severe than the one that came before it. And this is looking just that much more the next level. And so in the last calendar year now, we've had in the same province plus 50, and we've had potential of minus 40 and beyond in this, you know, other parts of the same province. So can you take us through just the last week in Western Canada and some of the stories that have happened?
Past week here, we've had, we've also had the freezing rain event in parts of BC occur just a couple of nights ago. And that was pretty phenomenal situation that occurred there. It doesn't look like it was as bad as we were thinking, but still freezing rain potentially cutting out the power in the local mainland and parts of Vancouver Island there. Also, we've also had the bit of a warm-up here for the west, so things haven't been too bad, but the big dump of snow through the BC interior, at least, with some areas seeing at least up to 70 centimeters of snowfall with the past winter storm, that same winter storm moving through parts of the province of Alberta, but it's moving through a little quicker, so there's that. And yeah, so that's about it so far, is that winter storm that plummeled portions of British Columbia last few days, and now we're waiting for the Arctic plunge.
So you may have seen my video yesterday of on my Joey Only the Caribou Weather Dude YouTube, which, by the way, this last week we passed 1,000 subscribers, so thank you, everybody. You may have seen just how much snow I was shoveling off, and then when I woke up this morning and got out, how much more there was again. So it started snowing on overnight Monday night, Tuesday morning. And, you know, it finally stopped last night sometime between when I fell asleep and this morning. And highways seem to have measured 71 centimeters here in Wells. So we got absolutely dumped on, and there's just nowhere you can put the snow.
I bet a lot of people would have to shovel it off their roofs too, I guess. But the roofs are kind of slant there, so it all falls off anyways. But yeah,
we have tin roofs, although my one section right above me here isn't sloped enough, and it has the chimney on it as well. So it's good that it's not so sloped. It'll probably take the chimney out eventually. So, but, and maybe that's nice that it's going to keep some of that heat in the house, act as a little bit of an insulation for what's coming next. But yeah, we're not strangers up here at 4,000 feet in the Caribou Mountains to big snowfalls. And certainly this last week, we had a number of large ones. So through the weekend was pretty good. Tuesday, Wednesday, just unbelievable when you just sit there and watch it come down and down and down and down and down, hour after hour. Like, no matter how many years I live here, I never quite get used to that. I have Gabriel Berardo and Noel Chaos still to get to. Maybe I'll pop over to you first and ask you about Southern Ontario. You've got sort of your first blast of winter.
Not like really, but kind of. kind of in like a way. I mean, we have these little like clipper systems kind of moving in that gives us like a few centimeters of snow, but nothing like major so far. And if actually models are actually possibly hinting at a huge warm up after the new year, possibly one to watch. It's still far out, but it could be looking on Twitter. Actually, I heard something about like a record, like warm up, possibly like later, like next week, something like that. But I mean, look, it's almost Christmas. Talk about Christmas. I mean, it's not really nothing to talk about.
I heard that you folks had some snow squalls out there.
Yeah. But I mean, that is really local. And I think that most of the greater Toronto area will actually be seeing a green Christmas. High of course, 3 Celsius on Friday, a high of 5 on Saturday with rain, actually. So yeah, so rain actually moves on Saturday, likely, of course, melting the snow on the surface. Lucky enough, people may actually see some snow on the grassy surfaces, right? Because usually that kind of sticks like around for longer than like the one on the pavement or on the sidewalks. But I mean, it looks to be a green Christmas for most of us here in the city, and also like a side of a city also too. I mean, it's definitely, of course, a colder weather pattern than actually, of course, we have seen like the last few weeks. But I mean, it looks to be out there, of course, like said, right? I'm watching a low. I mean, timing, of course, could change on this low or this like this warm up. I mean, like it's still like far out. I mean, like it's next like Saturday or Sunday, so it's really far out. But possibly another warm up, as they, of course, said. And I mean, look,
I gotta ask you, do you, because it's Christmas Day in Prince George right now on C4 88.7, oh, really? FM. Yeah, okay. It's show airs on Saturday, 10 a.m. Do you have any Christmas weather wrap?
I could actually give you guys one. Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, yeah, I could actually give you guys a Christmas weather wrap. Let me just, of course, find a Christmas type beat, and I could just get that on. Just
yeah. So here we have, of course, go with the Christmas wrap. I'm gonna get my Christmas gloves on right now. In fact, gonna get my Weather Network branded gloves on. I don't know where my hat is right now, fortunately, but for any other radio who's listening, Christmas all over the city of Ontario, but everybody knows the man chasing all the snow. Everybody knows it's snowing all over the town. Look at snow that been falling all over the ground. I'm GB the rapping weatherman on the report. With Joey over here, man, no more shorts. Never gonna happen for the rest of the month. So man, stay inside your cabin for the rest of the time, cause it's gonna get cold. And I mean, that is what Brandon just told us, especially in Western Canada. Man, it's so cold, it's freezing over. Get your candles out. I mean, it's gonna get that cold. So man, you better get your gloves on and get your mitts and get your hat and get the jacket, cause you gotta have it. Man, it gotta be a habit for the next while. I mean, I have no smile, kind of frowny face when you go outside, it's kind of cold. So you're gonna have to get your fireplace out, man. Look at snow, it's in the place now. Hopefully that man, I get a nice hot cup of soup or hot chocolate. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I gotta put that right in my pocket for when they go to work or when they go to school. Man, it's kind of cold out there. GB the rapping weather, man, it's cold out there. Gonna get cold almost everywhere all over Canada. As I just said, man, get your candles out. Yeah, man, get your candles. It's gonna get cold, but Christmas is almost here. So I'm gonna say all my Christmas. Wait, hold up. On my Christmas wish list, that is what I want to see, the snow, because I can't miss it, but I will. Here in Southern Ontario, it's gonna be green. I mean, that's not something that I want to have seen, but yes, we're gonna see the grass and no snow on the cover. I do not like it, man. I'm like, oh brother, but Mother Nature does whatever it wants. So man, you're gonna get a cover, and yes, cover all of your body with the jacket and the mitts and with the hats and with the anything you get, because I'm keeping it warm just like a fireplace and rap, because you know that, man, I get it, and I'm hot just like a rap and hot just like a burrito, man. My name is Gabriel Baranto and I like to rap, and here's a rap coming from Toronto. I mean, it's really gonna get cold. I'm gonna get cold in a condo, gonna get cold in a health store, anywhere where you want to. I mean, tell you buddy, but it's like inside this Christmas, man. It's gonna get cold, man. No more water slides, man, because it's not the summer. So I don't want to see anybody wear shorts and a t-shirt acting like a bummer. I mean, it makes no sense because it's not summer. It's winter. Man, it's winter. Yeah. Man, it's winter. Man, it's winter. Man, it's winter. Yeah, man. Merry Christmas to everybody out there, y'all. You be the rapping weatherman. Christmas, cues on. Saturday morning, but it is currently Thursday night, and it is a nice one. Snow outside, and I mean, it's all gonna melt by Saturday morning, y'all. Yeah.
Right on, GD.
I mean,
good one, buddy.
It wasn't my best, but I didn't really have a Christmas wrap in mine, but well, whatever of course happens has to happen, right? I mean, how in the world could I not have a Christmas wrap? I mean, it's like
how could you not have a Christmas wrap?
I'm not just gonna wait till next Christmas. I mean, that's too far, right?
Yeah, especially why wait till next Christmas?
Santa's gonna miss
freestyle.
I mean Santa would miss that. I mean, right? Santa really likes to hear my raps, I think. I don't really actually know. Hopefully that Santa is gonna do me a pretty good this year, because I have all these raps and all this weather. Like, I'm giving like Santa like the weather. Like, how could he not like that, man? Like, the guy travels. Like,
poor Santa, he's not getting much of a break when he comes to British Columbia, at least. Noel Chaos, what kind of punk rock Christmas are you having, and what's that weather been like for you? Did you get any of that freezing rain? Did Vancouver see any of that snow? How you doing, my friend?
Well, as far as punks and Christmas, it sounds like most of us are in isolation at the moment. Omicron has made its entrance to the Vancouver punk scene. Almost every show that happened last weekend, including one that I played at, all have exposure notifications. My Facebook feed is just full of people saying, if you have been near me, then you should monitor for symptoms because I tested positive, or I'm going to get tested tomorrow. Did you hear about the show that I played at? Nobody wants to risk an outbreak. I was tested today, so I'm awaiting my result. So I've just been chilling at my house with my cat. As far as the weather, I guess since the last time I was here, we've had a lot of weather stories to talk about. The flood-ravaged Fraser Valley. I drove on Highway 1 slightly after it reopened, and it definitely felt a little bit like an asphalt and bubble wrap.
You grew up in Abbotsford.
What?
You grew up in Chilliwack, Abbotsford?
Yeah, I grew up in the Fraser Valley. You played one of my shows when I was still out there.
Well, for the listeners, they don't know.
Yeah, they're Vancouver is in the middle of a cold snap. We're looking at temperatures for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and New Year's to be in the minuses, ranging from -5 to -15. Tomorrow we're looking at 10 centimeters of snow. So
nice.
I did a forecast for Vancouver. It's on my YouTube channel.
The freezing rain, it didn't really affect us in Vancouver. We didn't see very much of it. There was a little bit of ice on the roads further out in the Fraser Valley. They got it pretty bad. Like there were trees with icicles. Like, I was seeing people post on social media with their like cars completely frosted over. Hopefully we open up more extreme weather shelters for the folks that are living outside so that they can get indoors and have a warm place to sleep.
Well, and you get that dampness off the ocean too, of course, and it's goes right through your clothes, it goes right through your bones, it goes through your skull, it goes right into your brain, it goes into your joints. I always hated a cold snap of Vancouver. Here in Wells, I've seen lots of different numbers thrown out because the models keep changing every day. One of the numbers I seen that was shocking was minus 43. It's definitely colder than I want to experience. And like I was saying to Brandon earlier, it seems like each one of these cold snaps every year just gets a little bit more extreme than the one before. And I'm really excited to experience another one of these minus 40 Western Canada snaps. Frankie, how cold is it going to get for Christmas in Sydney, Nova Scotia?
It's going to be pretty cold on Christmas Day in Sydney, Nova Scotia, because the low pressure system off the coast of Newfoundland.
How much snow have you had in Sydney so far this year?
We had over 30 centimeters of snow on December 9th. Then on December 14th, we had 10 to 15 centimeters of snow squalls.
Wow, I mean, look, you guys are just getting snow here. Here, it's just been like 5, maybe to 7 centimeters once in a while. We haven't really had any big snowfall yet. It's been actually quite warm this year.
I'm switching shows now. I'll be right back.
Okay, we'll see you in a few minutes, Frankie.
I'll be also switching also to guys. I'll be of course letting you guys know. If you guys don't hear me, then I'm not returning. But if you guys hear me back, then I'm returning.
Well, Merry Christmas, buddy. If you don't come back, Merry Christmas. We are expecting Joe Stover to show up here momentarily at some point, maybe the next 15 minutes. He's behind the bench of a hockey game in Churchill, Manitoba, as he so often is involved with hockey.
Remember that game versus the Jets and the Leafs and how it was all fight and everything like that? I didn't really like that game, I'm not going to lie. But it was a really horrible, horrible game, like the Leafs played and everything, and it was like a bunch of fights.
Oh, I loved it.
Like the two both teams. Yeah, you know what? I loved it, but it sucked. Okay.
I'm like, we got some toughness. Don't mess with us. If you're gonna beat us and then humiliate us too, we're gonna make you suffer for it, you know. And it's good to serve teams that notice once in a while. Other teams in the league take a look at that and be like, you know, if you're gonna start running Toronto too hard, this is a finesse team. He's gonna start running that team. You're gonna get beaten in the face. But unfortunately for Vancouver, they didn't get to experience the wrath of the Maple Leafs Army because COVID shut down the season right as the Leafs were here in British Columbia. So my Toronto Maple Leafs will have to wait to another time to deal some pain to Vancouver, British Columbia's supposed hockey team here.
Well, I'm out of here, guys. See you guys soon.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Merry Christmas. How's that British Bandits hockey team been going? You had that incredible streak. And you're still working the hockey games in the radio studio.
Yeah, well, we're on our holiday break here, but we're on another 13-game winning streak. So we're going to see if we can try to beat that again.
That's just a team that wins and wins and wins, eh? I never did ask you what you're getting for Christmas.
Oh, what am I getting for Christmas? A beer, probably. I don't know.
You've been out of the radio station all week?
Since last weekend I have been at the radio station, so I've been kind of bored, except for today, though. That was a fun day, I have to say, even though some people like saying, you're supposed to be on holidays, and I'm like, wow, the weather going on, what am I supposed to do, ignore it? You can't really ignore it.
The weather doesn't take breaks, so you don't take breaks either. What was that tweet you read out earlier about how fun it must have been to read this forecast in Lethbridge?
The weather forecast Lethbridge today. I don't know if they changed it. They probably did.
That was one of the most ridiculous looking forecasts I ever saw. Though I've experienced things like that. The time I left Southern Ontario for the first time is, you know, back in 2002. Everything happened that night. Just rain, lightning, wind, thunder, snow, extreme cold right after. Just everything happened.
So the forecast for Lethbridge, which was a couple of hours ago, now they've changed it again. So that was periods of rain or snow with a few thunderstorms, changing to snow this evening and ending late this evening. Then cloudy with 30% chance of flurries. Wind of the west, 40 gusting to 60, becoming north 20 to 40 gusting later this evening. Then light later on in the evening. Low minus 16, wind chill near minus 20. I love that.
That's quite the forecast. Just everything in a couple hours.
Sounds like Lethbridge will be eventful tonight.
Oh, it was quite eventful.
absolutely. I think they had 14 lightning strikes just outside of town. So it was supposed to be a lightning strike or two, but no, we decided to have 14 lightning strikes instead.
Yeah, you'll have a nice Christmas light show.
That's right. And then it all stopped. And then, yeah, then it moved through Lethbridge, produced a whiteout. Everyone couldn't see anything for about half an hour, and then it was done.
Yeah, that is nasty. Snow, blowing snow. The wind's gusting probably about 40 to 50 kilometers an hour. Let's get out a little further into that wind. And these are the conditions you are driving into tonight. Ah, there's the gust right there. That is nasty. My goodness. So, yeah, travel conditions continuing to deteriorate out here right now in the Brooks area as the snow continues to come down. We will pick up 2 to 4 centimeters by the time this is all said and done in a few hours. But that is, oh yeah, that wind is nasty. I tell you, that is nasty. Okay, wind chills in the minus 20s. So yes, be careful out there. Visibility will not be great.
What do you think are the, looking back, some of the stories in Western Canada this last year, some of the weather stories that caught your imagination, caught your mind, things that stood out?
A couple of things that stood out this year was the definitely the heat dome and smoke from the fires. That was probably the top one from the beginning of July there with record-breaking temperatures. And we had temperatures mid to high 30s. Not everybody broke records. I don't think we broke any records here in Brooks. We did that a couple of years ago when we actually reached 40 degrees in August there. But we were pretty close to that 40 degree mark. In some areas across the northern part of the province had those temperatures pushing near 40. So that was one of the biggest stories of the season. And plus all that wildfire smoke. And then the other thing through the summertime was the lack of thunderstorms, lack of severe weather this season. The severe weather season, probably the worst severe weather season I've ever seen, even though I've had a couple storms, but typically I would see more than that. That show of a season. So I do this thing. I write in this book, this weather logbook. I write all the weather stories in here through the years, actually. So
okay.
So I keep a full book on everything that has gone down. And I think we look back at the storm back in March, the end of March there. That was a pretty nasty storm as well. That was about a wind warning. And as well, we had wind gusts over 120 kilometers an hour, and school shut down there as well. So, and then I think there was a 40 to 75 vehicle pileup just outside of Brooks as well. So that was a storm at the end of March. And a couple other things was a cold snap as well. Other cold snap that was beginning of February there, that long lived cold snap. And we're going to be into that once again by middle of the month as well. And anything else that really grabs my attention, not much in the way, just a few wind storms here and there, and that would be about it. But that one storm on June the 5th, that was that did the damage out here, right in my area here, where we had a microburst that completely missed my place and then traveled just down the road over here, and a couple barns and sheds got torn apart quite badly. And that was one of the only tornadoes we had of the season was near Blackie there. So that was about June the 5th there. And the other strong thunderstorm that happened at the beginning of July, so that was after the heat dome and the record-breaking heat. We got a few more stronger thunderstorms that went through. And that was about it for the, as I say, it's severe weather season. And the fall was actually pretty quiet. And even the snowpack, I think today is probably our biggest snowfall of this season. We only got like 2 to 4 centimeters of snow, but still enough for a white Christmas. So that's all you need is 2 to 4 centimeters of snow, and then you have yourself a white Christmas. So those are some of the interesting stories.
We had more tornadoes in British Columbia than Alberta.
I think it was this year we got the snow in like January or February, and I got to take my old station wagon out for its first rip around the snow and did some donuts in my Jam Space parking lot and kind of like got the feel for driving in the winter. wildfires. That was a big story, and the heat dome. Yeah, also the floods. I went out to Pender Island for a festival that my friend put on, and first day of the festival, very nice weather. It was a very nice, fun gathering, and then like the clouds started turning like around 3 or 4 in the morning, and we all knew that it was going to rain a bit, but nobody really thought it was going to rain that much. I remember like when I was driving home, I caught the ferry from Pender to Victoria and then Victoria to Vancouver. And I remember when I was driving from Victoria to the ferry terminal, it was just like almost a full-blown monsoon. Like you couldn't see like 4 feet in front of you. Water was pooling like 3 or 4 inches on the road. Like I remember this truck driving by just spraying mud like on like a couple of the signs. So I just couldn't like see anything. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm pretty sure that I'm like on the right road. Yeah, the floods, that was definitely a big one, because like that shut down like the Fraser Valley. It shut down like parts of the provinces. I remember like hearing from friends, like just stories of them getting stranded places, or like just seeing like, or like seeing like pictures and videos of them like bailing out their basements. My one friend that I've played like a ton of shows with in Abbotsford, like him and his dog almost had to climb up onto their roof while waiting to be rescued, because like water just completely inundated the house. And yeah, I guess, and we're probably going to end out the year with a snowstorm.
You're listening to the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Only, and you've been hearing Noelle Chaos talk about some of her weather stories in Vancouver this past year, and Brennan Houck talking about his weather stories over in the prairies. You're hearing us on C4 88.7 FM in Prince George and 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, CKUW. And certainly my experience of the weather this year, the things that stand out, how cold it got in February here. It was an excitingly awful and frigid snap. March and April, Wells, BC got an inordinate amount of snow. It was just crazy. I think we measured in April, 70 centimeters alone fell. So that was, that's what we just got in this last dump. So, I mean, it's easy. That happens here in the mountains. March, we also got an extreme amount of snow. So of all the populated or all the incorporated towns in Canada, in March and April, Wells was leading with snow. So we were winning the amount of the snowfall. It was awesome being us. Really, really late start. So I finally took off out of here in the end of April, began working over in Clearwater. Storm season began early in British Columbia, and it was an effective one. It lots of lightning storms, lots of lightning strikes, lots of severe thunderstorm watches and warnings were issued through May and June. And then because I was in Clearwater, I was in the wrong place. I should have been here in Wells, because the thunderstorms were going off daily here. I got back in time for the heat dome, in which Barkerville has the oldest weather station in British Columbia. Barkerville measured 35.5 as its all-time high before this past June and July. We hit 38, probably 39. I haven't seen the official number, but I've seen what my thermometers were saying. 38, 39, somewhere in there, definitely high temperatures. That erupted forest fires all over British Columbia. That erupted fires from pyrocumulus storm that erupted near 100 Mile House. Then just south of that, down in Lytton, that same day, that extreme fire situation happened and the town was burned down. Pretty shortly after, I got deployed with my fire crew, ended up at Cutoff Creek near Vanderhoof at the Kenny Dam fighting that fire. Was there for three out of my four tours this summer. Also got sent to Kamloops to fight the Tremont Creek fire. Spent one tour there. Also saw a little bit of action at another fire outside of Fort St. James. Now, to only have gone to three fires in one summer for me is funny, because I've had two-week tours where we went to 3, 4, 5 fires. But that's how it played out for me. Spent a lot of time in that Cutoff Creek. And then the fall sort of happened. I got home exhausted, tired, tried to get as much of my firewood done as I could. I feel like I didn't get enough, but I haven't been home all that much. I've been in camp, timber cruising, been in the forest all the time, barely home. And now I've had a week off. It's been nice to be home. I needed that. Got home. My pipes were frozen. We had crazy amounts of snow fall over the last few weeks here in Wells. And of course, that 71 centimeters that fell in the last few days, that's on top of several large dumps that have happened already. So like, we are absolutely buried here. And that's how it should be in Wells. You've never seen snow like it if you're not from here. Brandon, do you ski?
I haven't skied since 2006, so I'm probably not really good at it.
Do you skate?
I haven't skated for a long time either, no. I'm terrible. Yep.
What kind of winter activities do you do then?
I sometimes go ice fishing, if you call that a winter activity.
Well, it's hard to do that in the summer.
I enjoy the snow. I don't do a lot of snowboarding, mainly because I'm not good at chairlifts and I don't have any snowboarding equipment.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
I enjoy tubing and sledding and like snowball fights, and I don't know, I wouldn't mind, like, I don't mind, like, the occasional winter hike as long as it's not raining.
Snowshoeing is one of the ways we get around in the timber cruising world. With all the extra snow that's fallen now, that'll be the nice thing when we do start working again in January, is we'll be able to snowshoe over top of a lot of the deadfall trees. We'll have that extra height, and you can ride the snowmobiles, you know, wherever you want to go out there, because the snow is covering everything. And I love when we get to that kind of snow here in British Columbia. Here in Wells, we've got a lot of people playing in the mountains. I hope everyone's avalanche aware and avalanche safe, because we did have some moments of extreme avalanche conditions in British Columbia this past week. What did you see about that, Brandon? How's it looking in Alberta side?
Yeah, and I guess one more thing I like to do is toboggan too, I guess, if you'd like to. And go, try not to run into any trees along the way. The avalanche risk is kind of moderate, not too bad here in Alberta, as we're kind of, some of us are staying below freezing, so that allows for that avalanche risk to stay kind of a moderate to lower end risk, but still got to be careful out there, especially if you're going in the higher terrains. And I know a lot of people like to do that winter hiking here in Alberta, even though it's going to be just dangerously cold. So probably not the best idea to go winter hiking with the wind chills of minus 40, or else you're going to look like Jack Frost coming down the mountain there by the time you're done with that hike. And so that's going to be the big stories we go into next week here, is going to be more of the extreme cold, especially in higher elevations of those Rocky Mountains. And usually Nikiska Ridgetop, yeah, they've had wind gusts of 120 kilometers an hour earlier this week at Nikiska Ridgetop there. So if you always climb up there, you're just going to get blown over by that wind, but not going to be quite the case as we go through this week.
There is one place in Alberta that seems to be the exception. And there wasn't a crazy amount of snow that happened in Fernie this last number of days. So that makes sense that over in Waterton Lakes National Park, there's been an avalanche bulletin from there. The storm that arrived brought 20 centimeters of snow with high winds and warm temps. So over the next few days, expect to see some snow, storm slabs become more reactive as more snow continues to load weak layers. So on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high in the alpine, high in the tree line, considerable, avoid dangerous avalanche conditions. Careful snowpack evaluation is required when it's considerable. Seems like Sunday the risk lessens everywhere except for at the alpine. That is the one place in British Columbia and Alberta that seems to be at the worst right now. We just have Joe Stover showing up here. He's in Churchill, Manitoba. How's your hockey game going, Joe?
Joey, I am in Ile-de-Shane, Manitoba, just outside of Winnipeg. Was actually going to be heading to Ontario for Christmas, but with Omicron and everything on the go, it just wasn't going to happen. And the roads in northern Ontario were pretty trash as far as the weather goes. So I made the decision to hang tight in southern Manitoba. So that's where I am for Christmas.
You were coaching tonight?
Here's lovely Ile-de-Shane Arena. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
That's a fantastic looking arena.
Yeah, it's not too bad. So what's on the go today, Mr. Only?
What sort of horrible, awful, god, terrible, ridiculous conditions have people in Winnipeg been seeing and are going to see this last little while. The show, of course, airs on Monday, a few days from now.
Of course, this is recording on Thursday. So Friday, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, there is a special weather warning in place right now. I haven't seen if it's upgraded yet, but there's a cold front coming through that's supposed to... it's going to bring a lot of snow, a lot of wind. They're looking at about 70 kilometers, gusting 90 in the morning. It's supposed to get down to the temperature also is supposed to in its wake is going to go down. So they're telling people not to travel tomorrow. Things are supposed to be a little bit better by the afternoon or the evening rather. So we'll see how that goes, because I'm supposed to be taking a ride out to the country just outside of Shiloh, Manitoba. And so I'm hoping that the roads are good. I'm hoping everything's good. So that's the conditions that I know is happening in southern Manitoba. I know northern Manitoba is just, Churchill just finished their extreme cold warning. So it was wind chills pretty close to minus 50, and which, I mean, is par for the course for December and January and most of February. So
what's the coldest you've ever seen up in Churchill that you've ever experienced personally?
I've seen minus 45 without the wind chill. And with the wind chill, I've seen minus 68, minus 69 Celsius. I've never seen a minus 70 wind chill in Churchill yet. I was around for one in Rankin Inlet a few years ago. And let me tell you, that is, they ain't kidding. There is a difference between minus 40 wind chill and minus 70 wind chill. I guarantee it.
Do you think everyone should try to experience that once in their life?
I think they have to. Absolutely. It's if you're a Canadian and you want to have your Canadian card, it's okay to live in, you know, in sunny Vancouver, or well, I guess warm Vancouver. I won't say it's sunny Vancouver, but
it was sunny the other day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's not bad for December in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So Gabriel Berardo was on earlier, Joe, and we were talking about that Leafs and Winnipeg Jets game that happened. And Gabriel was saying how he thought it was awesome that Toronto was so tough and mean and fighting. And I said, oh, no, that's terrible. It was a terrible thing that happened. They shouldn't have been like that, you know. I can't believe that, Gabriel.
Well, Gabriel is, you know, he's just a punk kid, you know. No, I'm kidding. Of course, Gabriel's not a punk kid.
But, I'm a punk. It was middle-aged man.
It was neat looking at Jets fans and Leaf fans after that game was over. You know, apparently Winnipeg's the dirtiest team around, and blah blah blah. but it's all fun and games, man. That's what hockey's all about, and I'm looking forward to the next time the Jets play the Leafs.
Yeah, it was exciting. I loved it. I was lying. It was me that loved it, not Gabriel. He was saying it was awful. Old-time hockey coach.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us about the game tonight that you just played, and what it's like in that arena. What everyone's, you know, what kind of talent you were seeing. How is the hitting?
Well,
in the beer league
there
game,
there wasn't much hitting. I mean, there was there were some tense moments, but that always happens during beer league. I was actually all my hockey stuff is in Churchill, so I was behind the bench for the Ile-de-Chien Storm taking on the crosstown rivals, the Ile-de-Chien Broncos, and the Storm won it. I believe the score was something
Hey, Joey, I'm on the Shuly Show now. I wish everyone happy holidays. My Twitter is at Frankie McD. My Facebook is Frankie McDowell. And my Twitch is FrankieDowell1984. My Twitter is Frankie McD. My Instagram is FrankieMcD1984. My TikTok is FrankieDowell1984. My Clapper is FrankieDowell1984. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. And my Snapchat is FrankieAmyCDON. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves. I'm taking off right now because it's Shuly Show. Best luck. I'm Frankie Dowell. You're listening. The Community Logical Live.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
So the final score was 8-4 for the Storm. It was great, and I'm actually just about to head into the dressing room for the post-game cheers and all that fun stuff. So
I like that you have your name written on your gloves there, so as you're punching the other coach in the face, he knows who it was that hit him.
Well, it's especially good, too, if you forget what your name is. You can just look on your hand, and it... it tells you, Joe.
After the other coach punches you.
Okay, you can all take care. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Love all of you. Stay safe. Stay warm. Stay dry. And that's all I got to say.
Merry Christmas, Joe everybody. Stover. Joe Stover from the How Do You Do review on CKUW 95.9 FM. Checking in from some rinky-dink little hockey rink out there in Manitoba. Looks awesome. I'm envious. I'd love to be playing hockey right now. But I also love making radio shows, so it's good to be here. You know, it's funny. Like, usually you just stand there and look at me, and I'll just talk at you forever. But once the camera's rolling, then, I got to have something important to say now.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm really not doing anything for Christmas, actually. Like, my kids are coming late on Christmas Day. They'll already have woken up, and so they'll miss that whole waking up for their presents thing. You know, it's going to take some of the fun out of it, you know, and just, here you go. And everything's sold out of, there's no turkeys for sale anywhere in all of Canada, I'm sure. Like, at least not in British Columbia, there's no turkeys anywhere. I don't know who stole all the turkeys or bought all the turkeys. How many turkeys do people need? There's a limit at the store I saw today at Extra Foods in Quesnel. 2 turkeys per person. And I'm like, how many people need more than 2 turkeys? Like,
who's eating 2 turkeys?
What do you need 3 turkeys for?
A gathering of 50 people? I don't...
You're not supposed to have gatherings of 50 people. There's the Omicron... The oh my God variant, that's what I call it. The oh my God variant's out there. And if you go and eat turkey with everybody you know, you're going to kill somebody you know. So don't buy 5 turkeys. There's no reason to have 5 turkeys, people. So I went to buy a turkey today. This was my expensive day I had today. Want to hear about my expensive day?
Sure.
So all right, I got so snowed in, I had to get Fred to at least plow a little bit of this. So there's the plowing expense. It's not too bad. A little bit of plowing so I could get because my truck had no four-wheel drive. I had to bring it to town to get the four-wheel drive fix. So that's, $1,200 fix right there. So that's, a better part of a paycheck gone like that. Well, of course, while the truck's in the shop, I got to go shopping. So I stop at all the important places like the marijuana store and the dollar store. I spent $80 in the dollar store on kids' gadgets and canned food. And then, I went to Walmart and bought a couple things for the kids there. And so that $120 just gone like that. And I had to go buy groceries. Luckily, I had a gift card from work for $150, but I spent $200-something on groceries. That's good. And then tank of fuel, $150, put that in the truck there. Well, there you go. And then I had to buy some meds I had to re-up. So that was another bunch of money. And I had a $2,000 day today. I didn't even stop and buy a teen burger. My Christmas gift to myself was blowing lots of money. But hey, you know what? You know what's spending $1,200 on your truck sounds like a lot of money. But you know what's even more expensive is not having four-wheel drive and driving your truck off a cliff here in the mountains and then needing to buy a new truck, and then $1,200 is pretty cheap.
And also, like, up in Wells, you need to have four-wheel drive. Like, I can only imagine, like, I drove that highway in the summer when I came to visit, and I can only imagine what it's like in the winter.
Well, the thing is, for the most part, I can drive the highway in two-wheel drive. You know, I'm one of those guys that thinks if you're a guy who drives a big truck, if you can't drive it in almost all conditions in two-wheel drive, I don't care. You don't need traction control and assist. If you need that extra stuff, you shouldn't be driving a truck. You should be driving a front-wheel drive vehicle. That's just my opinion. I drive in two-wheel drive almost all the time. But, you know, yesterday when the grader came by the house and put literally a berm from the top of the road down here, that was as high as my chest. And then, so you got to shovel out of that. Just getting onto the highway, that's the hard part, right? So then, of course, the road streets and Wells are the last place to see any kind of action. So literally when I left this morning, a foot of snow on the street that I didn't have. Well, luckily I had, half a ton of snow in the box of my truck. So that weighed me down good and gave me some traction and burnt extra fuel on the trip to and fro. But now I got four-wheel drive again, and it was awesome. Like, I saw the first big snow bank. I just drove right in over. Yeah. And of course I got that lifted truck. It's got a 4.5-inch lift. And the reason I have that is so I can look awesome when I go to town. No, the reason I have that is because I'm a bush man. I spend most of my time in the bush. Having a truck that can just, it's got the 35-17 tires. It's a tall truck, right? So it's like I just drive over that berm half the time to get it in my driveway. It's awesome. Like, that's what you got to have. So it's not about the highway itself. I mean, highways are really good here about keeping the highway up. It's all the other things you got to do when you got to park. When you're at A&W in Quesnel, you come up to the highway after you get your team burger, and it's just that little incline. And so what do? You stop because you're supposed to stop, not just go driving on the highway and cause an accident. You stop. But then when you try to start again and your tire goes and you don't go anywhere, and it's really embarrassing, and you don't have four-wheel drive, so you're just spinning, and the people behind you are looking at you as they eating the burgers too.
Because that's why there's all of those memes about like the annual meetings of the Summer Tires Club.
That's right. I love that meme.
Yeah.
It always happens.
I shared that with somebody who insists on running their bald summer tires all year round. And every so often I'll be like, my car got stuck. And I'm like,
well, I blame at least part of that on people just not being able to rally in the snow. Cause man, I love to frickin' rally. And what if I'm fishtailing around corners in my truck, like I'm used to that. That's how trucks work. You just go with her.
Go with the flow.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
It's funny how difficult it can be to drive on those straight roads you have in Alberta when the weather's bad.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah. But when the wind's blowing like wild out there, and it usually gets really icy, especially when you get a strong wind and you get the snow melt right there, and it just makes it a sheet of ice. It just makes things much more fun indeed. And you can't see anything. It's blizzard conditions. So that's also adds to the fun. And then get somebody without their winter tires on, and next thing you know, you got an accident.
There's been many an Alberta driver who spilled their beer.
Oh yes, that's right.
And if you do go anywhere, don't go anywhere. Omicron's out there. But if you do go anywhere this Christmas, don't drink and drive. I mean, I don't drink at all anymore. So be like me. I'm an angel and a saint. And you can have that too, that moral feeling of moral superiority over everybody you know who's drinking hard this Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Or be like me and start a designated driver taxi service in the punk scene and have New Year's be your most lucrative night of the year.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, that's... That's good. Good of you. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I do too, but I don't very much anymore. I don't even see humans anymore. Well, then you're driving some punks around who are experiencing blackout conditions. You're listening to the Meteorological Report on CFR 88.7 FM, CKUW 95.9 FM. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll be back again on New Year's Day. Merry Christmas, everybody. Don't fight Uncle Gary. I know how annoying he is. Just try to get through your dinner as best you can. And just when he starts talking like he does, you just eat it and don't bite on it and swallow your food, chew it, and go home without this year. Don't fight Uncle Gary at the Christmas table. See you next time, everybody. Bye now.